This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
We begin this work week with business owners and accountants and economists and people who are working in this economy trying to figure out what exactly President Trump did to this economy this weekend. He signed some things, one executive order and three memoranda, after negotiations on another economic support plan on Capitol Hill collapsed. That much you know. Whether the president can actually do most of what he did depends on who you talk to. So rather than engage in that particular back and forth, we'll focus today here on the thing he did that he can do, deferring collection of payroll taxes, specifically putting on hold the collection of taxes on the employee portion of Social Security taxes, 6.2% per paycheck, if you're curious. Starts September the 1st, ends at New Year's, only for people making less than about $100,000 a year. That much is what we know. Now, what's it going to mean? Here's Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman.
The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget wades through complicated tax proposals and regulations all the time. But President Maya McGuinness says the White House's memorandum on deferring payroll tax obligations leaves her with...
...
Starting with this, what happens come January when employee payroll taxes that weren't collected come due?
Nobody knows how the repayment part will have to be structured. It's going to complicate the life of employers tremendously if they have to be responsible for making sure that money gets paid back.
And small business tax advisor Barbara Weltman says this payroll tax holiday could change.
So right now we're talking about deferral, meaning you don't pay now, you pay later.
The president has instructed the Treasury Secretary to explore options, including legislation, to forgive those payroll taxes altogether. Pete Eisberg at Payroll Processor ADP says it's going to be really complicated for employers to alter payroll tax collection mid-year for only some employees based on a salary threshold.
Programming changes of this magnitude normally require like 6 months to do. So obviously it can be done sort of on an emergency basis, but it may be problematic.
He says employers could be liable for not withholding enough tax and underpaying the Treasury. Randy Delwo owns a business that makes scientific instruments in Bend, Oregon. He talked to his 10 employees at a Zoom meeting this morning.
And the consensus among our employees is that everyone would rather not defer their payroll taxes. For one thing, they would need to save the money so that they'd have it available to pay back at the end of the year.
The Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget estimates temporary payroll tax deferment could leave U.S. workers with as much as $100 billion of extra pay through December. But if a lot of businesses and employees follow the lead of Randy Delwo's company, the impact will be more muted. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.